from an old resting chair. She leaves this old world behind and the things that she cares. Maybe she's gone, but it won't be for long. What do I know? Maybe she's found what we all dream about. What do I know? That's here. She needs to know I'm alive, but I'm flesh and that tear. Maybe she's wrong, but I wouldn't mind my own. What do I know? I'm best silicone with a touch of her soul. What do I know? Beautiful and wild, but I can't compare. Wow, it's just love.
And wild, I can't compare. And wild. Anyway, you do look amazing.
Molly.
You say that every time we meet.
Right.
I mean, you look 20 again. Only more beautiful than at the start of the book.
Molly. I knew that's how you'd want me.
Right.
Okay. You were an attractive young woman when I first met you. And you still project yourself as a beautiful young woman. At least when I'm with you.
Molly.
Thanks.
Right.
Are you saying that you're a machine now?
Molly.
A machine? That's really not for me to say. It's like asking me if I'm brilliant or inspiring.
Right.
I guess the word machine in 2099 doesn't have quite the same connotations that it has here in 1999.
That's hard for me to recall now. I'm really just dabbling, but creating music is a great way for me to stay close with Jeremy and Emily.
Creating music sounds like a good thing to do with your kids, even if they are almost 90 years old. So can I hear it?
Well, I'm afraid you wouldn't understand it.
So it requires enhancement to understand?
Molly.
Yes, most art does. For starters, the symphonies and frequencies that a mosh can't hear and has much too fast a tempo. And it uses musical structures that a mosh could never follow.
Can't you create art for non-augmented humans? I mean, there's still a lot of depth possible. Consider Beethoven. He wrote almost 2 centuries ago, and we still find his music exhilarating.
Molly.
Yes, there's a genre of music, all the arts actually, where we create music and art that a mosh is capable of understanding.
Right.
And then you play mosh music for moshes?
Molly.
Now that's an interesting idea. I suppose we could try that. Although moshes are not that easy to find anymore. It's really not necessary, though. We can certainly understand what a mosh is capable of understanding. The point, though, is to use the mosh limitations as an added constraint.
Sort of like composing new music for old instruments?
Well,
yeah, new music for old minds.
Maybe we should kiss goodbye.
Molly.
Just a kiss?
Ray.
We'll leave it at that for this book. I'll reconsider the ending for the movie.
Molly.
Here's my kiss. Now remember, I'm ready to do anything or be anything you want or need.
I'll keep that in mind.
Molly.
That's where you'll find me.
Ray.
Too bad I have to wait a century to meet you.
Molly.
Or to be me.
Ray.
Yes, that too. Actually, Molly, there are a few other questions that have occurred to me. What were those limitations that you referred to? What did you say you were anxious about? What are you afraid of? Do you feel pain? What about babies and children? Molly?